Today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Ayin Hey. We are still in Perek Meruba. Baruch Hashem, every day is chock full. So today's daf continues. Tomorrow's daf, we'll get into some Tumen Taro. We'll see what we're going to say on daf Ayin Zayin. The smallest daf, maybe one of the smallest daf in Shas. Only 9 words on Amud Aleph. But, the Gemara, Tosis has a lot to say. But Baruch Hashem, that'll be a Sunday's daf, but today we continue with daf ayin hay in Baba Kama. Let's start with ayin dalan amabez, the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ganav al pishnayim, v'tavach u'machra p'yed echad. The Mishnah was still talking about the tzicha mechira, so somebody steals, two witnesses see him steal, and the tzicha mechira only happened with one aid, right? Only one aid says that he was tavach u'mocher. O al piatzma, or he admits, right? Two aidim say that he stole, and he's like, yeah, but not only did I steal, I was tovech u'mocher. So mishlanta shlomei kefel, v'inu mishlanta shlomei dalad v'hei. So he pays kefel, because that was apishnayim, but he does not pay dalad v'hei. Rashi says why? Modi b'knas pater, right? Dalad v'hei is considered a knas, and therefore he is pater for knas. The me'iri, what about the eid echad case? That's why alpi atzmo is pater. What about the alpi eid echad case? Even al pi echad, if eight echad, if one eight says you were toveach u'mocher, that also is not good enough. So the Meiri says, as we know, Gemara says eight echad is kam l'shvua and not l'mamon. Right, an eight echad, if you bring an eight echad for anything, you can never be mechayev a person to pay, but you have to make him swear. There is then a principle in Masechta Shvua, it's a huge topic, called mitoch she'ini yachal lishava mishalim. If a person doesn't swear or cannot swear, then there's a backup of mamon. But generally, we do not say that an eid echad is directly a mechayev mamon. So that's what the Meiri says. He is pater, even though an eid echad says that that he was toveach u'mocher. There is a machlokas. We've shown him here, though. Very important. Sorry? One second. Oh. So the Rashba and the Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz here have a machlokes. It's not really here. The Rashba and the Rabbeinu Peretz are both on earlier. Daf Mem Aleph from a base where this Gemara also comes up. What happens if he admits out of the Shvua? Eid Echad b'chayv b'Shvua, and he says, okay, you're right. So does that, by a knas, mashbi, right? If an Eid Echad says you're chayv a knas, and then you say you're right. So is that modi b'knas pater? Or not? That's a machlokas. Says the Rashba, Daf Mem Aleph from a base. She'ein shvuas eid echad b'kfiras baldavar el b'makam she'im hoda mischayev al piv. She'ein hashvua el kedesha yoda v'kan ila hoda patur de'enu mishalim knas al piyatzmo. The whole point of a shvua usually is to get you to admit, and then you're going to be chayev. But here, if you admit, you're going to be patur. So you can't say that the shvua is going to be mechayev you. The Tosafot Rabbeinu Peretz says no. If he admits me out of the shvua, so that's not called modi b'knas, because it was the shvua that drove you to admit. It wasn't the personal hoda, and therefore you're going to be chayev in that case. That's a hoda. What's the machlokas about? Or the machlokas whether a hoda out of a shvua is called modi b'knas pater or no? A hoda out of a shvua is like hodas baldin kibay edim dami. So which is it? So the Achronim explain, maybe this is based on how you view Shvuas Eid Echad. When the Gemara says that Echad comes with Shvua, with a backup for money, so the Granat and other Achronim say that maybe what the secret is, Kiveger says in the Tshuva, maybe what the secret is how do you view the Ne'emanus of an Eid Echad? Ha'im kol Ne'emanus Eid Echad hi l'chayv Shvua bilvad. And if you don't take the Shvua, you have to pay. But it's not like the Eid Echad has anything to do with that. Or, we discuss this, in the end of Kiddushin, I think Daf Samachay or so, that no, really an Eid Echad is Mechayiv money as a backup. You could get out of that, you could be poter yourself from that Chiyiv Mammon with a Shvua. But really, it's Eid Echad is half an Eid, half a Kant. You don't look at it as nothing. It's half a Kant. So if you say, oh, she Eid Echad Neman ala Maiso, Baal Chiyiv Mammon, El Shish Lenitva Efshorosli Pater Adei Shvua. So maybe that's the machlokas between the Rashba and Rabbeinu Peretz. According to Rabbeinu Peretz, really an eid echad is b'chayiv mamon. It's b'chayiv mamon. So if you admit, you didn't admit. Really, it was the aid. So therefore, you are going to be chayiv. That's not called modi b'knas pater. Mashenket, if you say, what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, no, a Shvua. Shvua is a Shvua. Eid Echad has nothing to do with Mamon. You're right. If you don't take a Shvua, the Torah says, Mitoch Sheni Yachad Hashem Mishalim. So in that case, though, that's usually, like the Rashba says, if when you admit, you'd be Chayiv. But here, if you'd admit, you'd be Pater. So therefore, you'd say Modeh B'Klas Pater, even in the case where the Shvua is what generated the Hodah. That is a huge topic. Again, I think we discussed it last, Baba Kama, in Kedushin Daf Samachay, but that is brought up here as well. Okay, that has to do with this line of the Mishnah of Al Pi Atzmo. The Mishnah here says, you're not Chayiv Dalid Vehe. Continuing, Gana v'talach b'Shabbos. If you stole and did tficha on Shabbos, right, this is going to be a case where you're going to be chayiv kefel and not dalad v'hei. So the Meiri says it has to be a case where the geneva, you don't have kimle on the geneva because you're going to be chayiv kefel. So either gana v'talach b'Shabbos means you stole before Shabbos and you just did the tficha on Shabbos, or you stole it in a way when you wore a mechal Shabbos when you stole it, meaning you picked it up in the rishus of the niza of the nignav, right? So you wore a mechal Shabbos at all. Right, you're in his rishus, but you picked it up. Hagbah is kone b'rishus ha-nignav. Right, other kinyanim do not work. So either way, the geneva was not, you didn't have kimli on the geneva. So gona v'tavach b'shabes, gona v'tavach l'avodah zara, or you stole it and you shechted it to avodah zara, where again, the geneva happened beforehand, and tzficha l'avodah zara, not for now, but right, what makes something aser l'avodah zara? So we know that the dalad avodos, there are dalad avodos that are automatically usher to avodah zara, even if it's not the normal way to service avodah zara. Right? Shechita, zrika, halah, hatara, meaning burning something that, let's say there's an avodah zara that usually you just throw a rock at. Right? But instead, right, you sacrifice that avodah zara. It's going to be usher anyway. So this is anyway, because there are dalad avodos that we do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so those four are usher to any avodah zara automatically, even if it's not the derech to serve the avodah zara in that way. Shechita is one of them. So right here, gavda v'tavach l'avodah zara. Plus, after that, besides those four, so the then it's the derech of that avodah zara. That's also usher. Gana v'mishal aviv umeis aviv akach l'avach l'bachar. Now we have the opposite cases of the previous Mishnah. If you stole from your father and then the father died, and now so therefore you own a part of this animal now, and then you shecht it, said so you're going to be putter, because you didn't shecht the whole animal, that is not yours. Gonav v'hikdish v'yakach tavachu machar. Or let's say you were makdish it, and then you did tvichu mechira. So that's tomorrow's daf. Tomorrow's daf, that's the gonav hakdasha, that's what we've discussed. Kachim is veach, and kachim is kabayis. But Baruch Hashem, Tosa says it both in daf ayin vav and daf ayin tes, so we'll get to explain it on a weekday next week as well. So gonav v'hikdish v'yakach tavachu machar. So if you're makdish it, and then you shechted it, or sold it, mishlam tashlume kefel, in all these cases, you did a regular Maisa Geneva, that's Machayev you, so you pay Kefel, as long as Edim said that you're Chayev, but you don't pay Dalav Behei in all these cases. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Kadshim Shechayev Achriyusan, Mishlan Tashlome Dalav Behei, Shein Chayev Achriyusan Pater. So Reb Shimon said, no, it depends. This is Reb Shimon Shita of Davar Hagorim Lamamon. If you have Kadshim Shechayev Achriyusan, as we know, we saw it in Mishnah in Nedarim, there's a difference between a neder and a nedava. Neder, hare alai, I must bring an animal to the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore I choose one of my animals to fulfill that neder. If that animal gets stolen, I have to bring another animal to the Beit HaMikdash, because I said hare alai. It's focused on the gavra. It's focused on the gavra, so then that is something that if it's lost, I have to substitute it. Therefore, if you stole it, you stole something that is worth money to me. That's davar hagorim lamamon, and that's where you could have to pay dalad v'hei. She'ein chayav b'achriyusan. But if you are not chayav b'achrayus, meaning you make a nedava, you go to your sheep in the backyard and you say, this animal I bring into the base of Mikdash, if that animal gets lost or nenas, I don't have to bring another one. It's a nedava, it's not a neder, it's focused on the chefsa. So therefore, in that case, it's not a davar hagorim lamamon. If I steal a nedava, so I'm going to be putter from Dalad Vehei. That is Reb Shimon Shita. Remember the important Tosas we had 2 days ago, that where Tosas had an opinion that Darvah Gamla Mamon is enough to be Mechayev Dalad Vehei, but Garmi is not enough to be Mechayev Dalad Vehei. Right, the important Tosas, why should that be? Again, those two are overlapping discussions. Garmi is not a direct act, but it is on a person's something that's inherently worth money. Darvah Gamla Mamon is a direct act, but there's a chisaron in the chefsa that it's really not worth money. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. So compare those two ideas. That's what he said over here on Daf Ayin Aleph Mabeis, the bottom Tosis of Saf. You also might differentiate between Bedek Abayis and Mizbech. meaning Bedek HaBayis is not yours anymore. It's not the owner's anymore. Oh, Mizbeach is. Oh, Mizbeach is. Says the Gemara, Al-Piyed Echad, Pshita. So where I said Al-Piyed Echad, of course, you don't pay Dalav Ha'ei. Al-Piyed Echad, right? It's only one aid. So Amri, HaKamash Malan, Al-Pi'atzmo, Dumya, Al-Piyed Echad. Right, no, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, what if we compare al piyatzmo to eid echad? Ma al piyed echad, ki asi eid echad mitztari fadei mechayiv. Why does this say eid echad? Because it's compared to la'atzmo. Just like eid echad, if another eid comes later on, he can be mitztarev, and they could combine now to become a kat. Right, Rashi says, halacha is like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha in Sanhedrin, that the eidim don't have to testify exactly together. Shomen dvarav shel zeh hayom, you can hear one person's testimony today. Ukshiyavah chaver lamachar shomen es dvarav. And when his friend comes the next day, you can hear his words. Asif yatzvah namis, therefore biyatzvah also. Ki asu eidim mechayiv, right, when eidim come, he's mechayiv. La afuke midrav hunam arav, excluding the shita of Rav Huna Marav, damar Rav Huna Marav, modi bekras v'akach v'oidim pater. Right, excluding Rav Huna Marav, who says once you emote beknas, edim kam pater. So that's the Mishnah is going against that shita. That really you'd be chayiv. Similar, just like an eid echad could turn into a chayiv, so too al piyatzmo could turn into a chayiv. The Shidmar Sharam Sian Balach here quotes the various Makarot, which discuss even after Gemara says that this Mishnah is lafuke blank, that doesn't always mean that we reject that lahalacha. Because we have it the paskin like Rav, as we mentioned a few days ago. We'll mention it again today. So this lafuke is just saying the Stam Mishnah is against it, but we don't paskin that way. Just have those folders underneath the computer for a second. The Gemara just said, Rashi alluded to the fact that we paskin like, well, the Gemara is going like the Shita of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Shua ben Karcha, who says that you're allowed to accept eduyos separately one day after another day. So this comes up every Friday night. Every Friday night, so there is a tour. There's a tour and a taz, where the tour quotes the idea that Friday night, when we give testimony to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tour says it's Ibn Reish Samaches, V'yesh omrim shenagu lomar oso b'kal ram umad, mishum shehu edus l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu amaisa b'reishas. Right, why do we say Vayachulu standing up on Friday night? Because it's Eidus, and you give Eidus test standing up. And the tour continues. V'ksiva amdu b'ed anashem v'darshinim elu ha'edim s'shrichan lohad b'yachad u'ma umad s'chein tzorach she'yamdu v'yomro so b'yachad. You've got to say it together. Explains the Taz on that tour b'yachad nearly d'yachad ha'mispalel ein chozer lomar Vayachulu. This is the Taz that many are familiar with. You don't say Vayachulu if you're davening by yourself. Right? Why? The ain edus or saying it by yourself. The ain edus liyachid. The edus shlema beinon lahaid laKadosh Baruch Hu. The hainu asara. So you only say it, right? You only have to say edus, right? Edus shlema. V'mirtz yachal omer lo yiskavin l'shem edus elok kari b'torah. Kain nir l'fini is daiti says the Taz don't say it. Sounds like from the Taz you should only say it with 10, not even with 2, and with 10. But this is the shita of the Taz. It's but at least even though that's level A, but level B understanding of this Taz is that at least don't say it together. That's why if somebody has a long Shemon Esrei, you know, you find somebody else who didn't say Vayechulu, you say it together. You want to say it together, right? Because it's Biyachad. Ask the Magen Avraham a bomb kasha. Everybody knows this. Oh, you don't say Vayechulu separately. You find somebody to say it with. Did the Eidim ever testify simultaneously? That would Eidim do. You have to say it together. Eidim never say it together. They say it one after another. So what are we doing? You have to ask the Magen Avraham. It's Sorachin. The Bechoshe Mishpat Kasad Dekol Echad Omer Bifnei Atzmo. So what does that mean? So Vitzarach Lomar. One answer is maybe like the Sma. The Sma says no. First they said it together and then they said it separately. That's the Sma's Chiddush. That everybody could say it together first. Or like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said all the Asher's Dibros at one time and then he said it one after another. Right? Kaviyachol. So maybe that's one answer. Or the second answer is. I'm sorry. Well, this is like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. It's like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. We'll see that in a second. So, Sevi Yesh Lomar. The second answer is maybe here Avdinan Ketanakama. We go like the Tanakama. Why? So, whenever you don't understand the Magen Avraham, you look in the Machzor Shekel, the bottom of the page. Machzor Shekel explains. V'yavak avta kaima lan kerben osan b'dinei mamanis. Even though we usually paskin that you don't have to say it together. Mikal makom be'edusenu hanogei al chvodo yisbarach machmirim latzeis yidei hamachmirim. Afilo aliva de tanakama, the tsrichim lahoid yachad. Really, we don't paskin the eidim have to say it together. You can say it one after another, but when it comes to this type of eidus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're machmer for all shitas. And that's why one can say it together. But again, until you ask the kashi, like, we're so used to it. Oh, you say it together, it's Eidus. Oh, it's Eidus. You never talk together at Eidus. The answer is maybe if there's a sheet out there that you have to talk together, we're machmer when we give Eidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu about it. So that is the Magla Shekel. There is an amazing Bir Halacha also in this context. The Bir Halacha says, L'chadchila tov ba'asara, like the quoting the Taz earlier, U'mitam zeh ha'mespalo balachash yemaher l'sayim tfiloso. According to the Prima Gadim. That's the Bir Halacha. Just say Kushman Asri a little quicker on Friday night. Says the Chazon Ish, what? Umashakaza Mishnah Brua Lamara Tfila Kleshiyomar Vayachulu Matzibur Tzorachiyun. Kivan de Iker Milos Vayachulu Hu Yotze Betfila. He already says Vayachulu Ishman Asri. And you're going to say Vayachulu again when you get home to be Machre for this extra Vayachulu. You should hurry up Ishman Asri. This is a Hidur saying Ishman Asri Bekavan is a din. You're going to be Machre. Says, how could you say that? That's why he says, forget it. He says, no, Amarach mitfiloso, ein roi lakatzer b'shvil zeh, v'filu b'yantif. Well, you don't say v'yichudu b'shvon esrei. Ein roi lakatzer, given to l'huskar b'gemar, sh'yomar atzibur. So that's a machlokas, Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, where they should hurry up to shvon esrei. What's the defense of the Mishnah Berurah also knows it's a hiddur? Mishnah Berurah also knows it's a hiddur that so the Mishnah Rabbis thinks. Maybe it's Eidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just this. Isn't it just any type of hiddur? This is the whole tzibur saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. The rabbi should daven slower, right? He should make sure that everybody's finished. Take a look behind. So it's put it on me. Okay. So, says the... after Brick Shalom, between the Bir Halacha and the Chazon Ish. So says the... Anyway, it's interesting. Comes up based on this this Rashi above that Rashi quotes. Ki erechan mitztarif. Somebody comes later. It works because we may ikar adin paskin like Reb Shua ben Karcha or not. But... I just said Reb Nosson. I forgot to mention this earlier. We've asked like Reb Nosson maker Adin. So you look on the side, there's a mistake. Right? You see there's an asterisk in Rashi, to halacha, nirashish limchok rishuve karcha, with hagi v'kobah Reb Nosson. Right? There's a whole question there about the girsos, about who says what. Either way, Rashi's trying to tell us we pass on like the shita that says one after another. Let's continue. Two dots. Gufa. Gufa. Oh, we just spoke about something to do in the shul Friday night. Get to it later. Gufa, it had to do with me, not you, don't worry. Gufa. Right. Really? Yeah. Mazel tov. Oh, mazel tov. Very nice. Gufa, Amrav, Hunam Rav, Modi Baklas Bakav, Oedim Pata, her. So what did Rav say? Rav holds, Modi Baklas Bakav, Oedim Pata. Right? If somebody's Modi Baklas and they need to become Pata, the mission was just Fuke there. Ace there, Rav Chisel, Rav Hunab. Rabbi Gamliel, we know, had a great relationship with his Eved, Tevi, Mishnayis in Brachas. What happens? One time, Rabbi Gamliel blinded the eye of his Eved, and he was tremendously besimcha, because he could free him now. He was so excited. Sameach simcha gedola. Matzal Rabbi Yeshua, Amarlo, Ethio, Deesh, Tevi Avdi, Yasal Lacheris. Did you hear? I'm setting my Eved free. Amarlo, Lama. He says, why? I blinded his eye. Tough luck. You were just motive knas, right? You don't have any eidim that did it, and you just admit it. So sorry, you don't have to set him free. So says the we'll get every line here has importance. But let's just read the whole story first. Mashma that if he would have had eidim on it, he would be chayiv even though he just admitted. Even though he just admitted. V'shamina minah, the mode b'knaz v'akla bo'idim chayif. Isn't that a riot against Rav? Because it's bashed from the story that if he had Edom, then the Edom would be b'chayif him, even though he just admitted. So amar lei, shani Rabbi Gamliel de lo b'fnei bezdin odi. No, that wasn't a real hodah. It was shalom b'fnei bezdin. And shalom b'fnei bezdin, that's why Edom would have been b'chayif him. I've heard Yeshua av bezdin hava. Wasn't Rabbi Yeshua the av bezdin? So shalom b'fnei bezdin avikoi. They weren't in bezdin. Even if he was the av bezdin, they weren't in bezdin, so it doesn't count as a So I we have a different price, so with a different version of the story, where the story says, no, you don't have to free him because you already admitted. So my love tanoihi, don't we say this is a machlokas tanoim? Hi tana damer shekfar in locha edim, the one that says, hell, you don't have edim. Would say that if you had Edim, you'd be Chayiv, even if you admitted. Hey, you already admitted, so it's finished, even if Edim would come. So isn't that the machlokas? So our answer is low. It could be Modi B'Knaz and then Edim come, you're Pater. Meaning, like Rav, because that's what we hold. The Ha Kamifli, what's the machlokas here? The machlokas is, where the story was. It was outside of Bezdin, and therefore Edim would have be able to come because it wasn't really a hodah. And one that says that Edim would not be able to come anymore, hold that it was a real hodah in Bezdin, and therefore he wouldn't be able to. The Edim wouldn't be able to be mechayvim anymore. Period. Okay, a couple of points on the story. Number one, the Achronim discuss how exactly was Rabbi Gamliel chovel his eved. How was he chovel? Was it b'mezid? If it was an accident, we know from a different Gemara that you don't go free if it was an accident. So he did it on purpose? Rabbi Gamliel would blind his eved on purpose? But it's a daraisa. So be manavsha. And would he be specific gedola? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden just says, I don't know what the case is. He doesn't answer the question. He says, Nir Beinai Dilma, sorry, wrong one, says, he said, V'tzorach Iyin, Havadi la b'kavana avad, tafilu levaisho aser. Right? V'su, Ihachi, Matiba shal simcha ata, demashma sha'adach sha'av bitztar ha'yashlo boli dikach. Why did he do it earlier, if he did it on purpose? Right? Umadua himtin lo kol kach, ela vadai ha'yanifla me Rebbe Gamliel, la asoso b'miskave, not sheboli yodo b'mikra. Me'ata tamal atzbacha, l'simcha mazu osa. So you know what? He must hold like the other shitas in the Tanam who we don't hold like that. You don't have to do it by kavana in order to be free. That's what you have to say, because how else did he do it? Mustami, he did it by accident. So
otherwise he would have done a tooth.
What? Maybe he would have done a tooth. It's less serious issue. The Shamas Yana Balacha here also discusses it. What exactly was the case? He quotes the Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak quotes from the Turei Aven, the Yochol Adam Limchol al Chavalaso Kedeshol Yavar Hamachabel Balav. You can be mochel on chaval. This is a big discussion in Tosus. Tosus has, we have this in Subis, we have this in elsewhere. You're allowed to tell somebody, rip my shirt. I dare you, rip my shirt. Are you allowed to tell somebody, you know, give me a black eye? Are you allowed to be mochel on chaval? You can be mochel on this case, on Adam Hamazik. You can be mochel on chavala? That's a big shiloh, whether that can be done. So he says, maybe if you hold like the shittas, that you can be mochel, so the tevi avdi, vade, mochel al chavala, v'ratz alas his lecheiros. And Gamliel was besimcha about that. He doesn't explain what he did at the Mesa Rebbe Shogig, but either way, maybe he could prevent Rebbe Gamliel being violating Kabbalah. Either way, that's one question about what exactly the case was. There are two Rashbas, though, on the story that are important. Number one, the Rashba says, when the Rabbi Yeshua says to him, "Im berecha klum," because you already don't have Edim. But once somebody is, once somebody blinds the eye or knocks out the tooth, don't we say that that's a case of a chayav knas to free him? What about, isn't the Eved Tofes himself, right when the eye and the tooth are knocked out? And therefore you should say, this relates to the sugi that we had at the end of the first paragraph about Tfisa B'knas. Doesn't this Gemara prove that you don't say Tfisa B'knas? That you're not allowed to be Tofes B'knas? Like right when, if I know I'm owed a knas, then can I go and grab it from you? Does that work? So that's a big sugi at the end of the first parak. So don't we say that from here that you can't be tofes aknas? That's what you see. Mikan nira. Sorry. But the first one, you need to get shichur that we said for the second one. Let's say you went free by the eye to get paid for the tooth. You need to get shichur. But here, mikan nira to call knas she'en lo edim afilu tafas lo asa v'lo klum. Shari tevi avdo shabi gamliel gadol haya v'zoche ba'atz v'lios ben chorin. So this is Gemara. Again, there are 5-6 Gemaras. This Gemara weighs in on the side of Tfisa B'Knas does not work, right? Or else Tevi would have been Zocha in himself. That's one Rashba here.
So you would never need Edim to free his Leivim by Kabbalah.
You would never need, if you would hold what? Tfisa B'Knas does work? If you would hold Tfisa B'Knas does work, you would need Edim if you want to go through the regular, but the Eved is automatically Tofes, then he wouldn't. Then he wouldn't need. Number one. Number two, the second Rashba is quoted here in the Gra. Right, the Gra here, in the little, in the aleph in brackets. The Gra quotes, also, whenever there is a knas, is there a lasei sidei shamayim to pay the knas, even if Edim wouldn't have been there? Let's say Edim never, I steal, right, and then I'm modit b'knas, is there a lasei sidei shamayim, even though I'm potter? So here, it sounds like there wouldn't be, because he says, tough, right, you don't have to pay the knas. I'm going to be able to say, no, I'll pay it anyway, it's okay. I want him to go free. So it sounds like he can't do that. There's no. It doesn't have validity. That's what the Gra here says. Shmami na af latzi de shemayim ain sarach beknas below edim. Yerushalmi v'hu adin la'avak ribis. Avak ribis also is not payable. Rashba the nuka Yosef cholik. The Rashba here and the nuka Yosef. So again, it's machlokas. What do you say? Maybe it's about, is there a knas, you know, before hamadas hadin? Something that we've discussed in the past as well, or does it not exist until Bezdin is mechayevit, right? That's why is Modu b'knas pater? Is it because there's no such thing as a knas until Bezdin is mechayevit? Or even if there is a knas already, you cannot self-incriminate, you cannot inflict it. It has to be inflicted because it's an onesh by Bezdin. But either way, that's the sugya that's come up a number of times. The mechayev of knas, but this is another nafkamina, whether there's a chiyav latzi de shamayim by knas. Okay, itmar, next case. Two dots. Mode b'knas v'achach bo edim. There is a discussion. If you look at the Maariv Chayes, just to let you know whether how Rabbi Yeshua was the Av Bezdin, right? After Rabbi, right? The story was about Rabbi Gamliel. We know that Rabbi Gamliel was removed from the Nisius, right? Gebrachos Chav Zayin, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was taken instead of him. And then once Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? They started doing half and half. They switched off because it wasn't Mechubed after Rabbi Gamliel. They felt bad for him, so they did 3 weeks, 1 week, 3 weeks, 1 week. Rabbi Yeshua was the Bar Plukta. So when was he the Av Bezdin? When Rabbi Gamliel when was he they talk about here the Maariv Chayes. I read it to you. Says the Maariv Chayes, where is it? Near Be'enai. One second. Where is the Maariv Chayes? Here we go. He says. I guess he's putting Av Bezdin and Nasi together, it seems like. Even though that story is about the Nasi. Right? So it seems like now that you ask the question, that story is about the Nasi, not about the Av Bezdin. Right? The Maariv Chayes seems to be putting it together. So Rach Lomar, he says, Acher Misasal Shor Blazer Ben Azariah. He goes the whole discussion, but now that you're asking the question, right? You mean Michal between the Nasi and the Av Bezdin. I'm not sure. Okay, I have to read that Maariv Chayes slowly. Weiter. Itmar, Modi b'knas v'akach bo'edim, Rav Amar Pater, Shmuel Amar Chayev, what if you Modi b'knas and then Edim come, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, Amar Rav Bar Arhiloi, my time with the Rav, what's the reason that Rav says? Even if Edim come afterwards, your Pater, im he matzei be'edim, ti matzei be'dayanim. If he is found in Edim, then ti matzei be'dayanim, then you're going to have to pay with dayanim. Pratla Marshiyas Atzmo, excluding someone who is Marshiyah themselves, so then one is Pater in that case, right? The Bali Musar will talk about this. We mentioned this also when this came up earlier in the parak. That you have to be modi b'knas. If you're modi b'knas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll pater yourself from different onshim. It's got to be modi to be misvada. Lomali, ask the Gemara, me'arsher yarshir nafka. So why does Rav need this pasuk? Don't you learn it from Asher Yarshiyun that they will incriminate? Why do you have two psukim? Modi b'knas v'akach bo'edim pater. Not only are you pater me'ikar hadin, modi b'knas pater, you even pater if edim came later. That's the makor of Rav. Ushmuel amar lacha. Shmuel says, "Hahu mi boile legadav atzmo." No, remember all the first two blad of meruba. We went back and forth. What the psukim are dealing with, that pasuk is to teach me that a god of himself pays kefel. Kidatanu bechizkia, like Tanu bechizkia there said there. So that's why that pasuk is not extra according to Shmuel. Period. Esver Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel, from the following Ra'ah Edim Shemim Mashmashinu Bun. Let's say somebody sees Edim walking to Bezdin, so he zooms in front of them, the Amar, and he says, "Ganafti, I stole." Right? Avalot Tavakti V'lo Macharti, but I didn't do Tvicha Mechira. But I stole. Einu Mishal Mela Karen. He only pays Karen. Mistama, the Edim came in 5 minutes later. So you see, Modi B'Knas Pater. Even Modi B'Knas V'Akabo Edim is Pater. So I said, no. How come I askin and go shachaz edim lacharem? The edim never came to Bezdin. They never came to Bezdin. Says the Raver, what do you mean the edim never came to Bezdin? What's the chiddush then? Of course he's pater. There's no edim that says that he's chayv at all. So the Raver says, no hachikamar shlocha idu al geneva. They came to Bezdin but never said a word about the geneva. Aval al tvicha mikom akom ba'o edim. But on the tvicha edim came. Still he's pater because once he admitted on the geneva that he's not going to be chayv kefel, and then you never chayv. You only chayev dalav vehei. That's the chiddush. But either way, there's no raya about modi b'knas v'akav o'edim. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. V'amidatani seifa Rav Elazar ben Shimon for Rav Shimon Omer. Yovo edim yaidu. The second shita says Rav Elazar ben Shimon says let the edim come and testify. They'll be mechayev him. Mechal tanakama savar lo. So it's mashal the tanakama says you would be putter in that case. But it's mashal that the edim came. So Amalei Shmuel. So Shmuel says okay, fine. So the edim came. But la vigra Rav Elazar ben Shimon to koy kavasi. But you just gave me a tana. The safe of that brisa says that there is a Tana out there that says Vakach Vaidim is Chayiv. Another Amri Kabbalah Reb Shimon. So I hold like Kabbalah Reb Shimon that says Modi B'Knas Vakach Vaidim is Chayiv. Fine, says the Gemara. So Lishmuel Vade Tenoihi. According to Shmuel, it's obviously a machlokas tanoim, and he holds like the second opinion. L'Rav milema tanoihi, are we forced to say that Rav also holds as a machlokas tanoim? Is there any way to say that Rav can hold like both opinions? So Amar lecha Rav, and Ad Amar Afilu Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. Rav says, yeah, I can go like both. I can even go like Elazar Reb Shimon. Meaning I, who usually says, Mode beknas, v'yachach v'oedem patur, I could go like Reb Shimon and say chayiv in this case. Why? Ad kan l'kamer Elazar Reb Shimon, hasam, elam shem dekamod, yimachmas v'yatut de edem. Why in that case are you chayiv? Because you see the edem walking into court and you zoom in front of them. So of course you're a liar. That's why in that case you're going to be chayiv. Aval hacha, but in a regular case where a guy just comes to court and says, admits, the moda me'atzmo, afilu Reb Elazar Reb Shimon moda, even Reb Elazar Reb Shimon would be moda in a regular case that you are pater. Period. Okay, so that's Rav could go like both opinions. Next, Amar Rav Hamnuna, says Rav Hamnuna, mistavra milse de Rav, bo omer ganavti, ubo edim shaganav pater. When does Rav say moda beknas, v'yakach bo edim pater, or even me'ikar adin? When you pater by knas? When do you pater? When you admit, when you say, I stole, and then Edom say that you're pater. That you stole, you're pater. Why? Shrechiv atzmo bekeren. Your hoda was mechayiv you something. Says Rav Hamnuna, you only say mode beknas pater when your hoda is mechayiv you something. The keren. Mechayiv the keren. Aval amar lo ganafti. What if the person comes to court and says, I didn't steal? Ubo Edom shaganav. And then Edom comes and says that he stole, meaning he has to pay the kefel. And then v'chadav amar tavadi mecharti. I shechted. So you admit it, that's mode beknas. You're mode on the tvichu mechira, and then bo edim shetavachu machar, chayiv, tough luck. That's not mode beknas pater. Why? Shrei pater atzmo miklum. You weren't mechayiv yourself anything. You're mechayiv yourself anything. And therefore what? So Rashi says, look at Rashi. Rashi gives a svara here. Pater atzmo miklum. Look at Rashi. Behoda'a de tvicha lohai mechayiv atzmo klum. Shrei yodesha mode beknas pater. Oh, you probably lie. You know mode beknas is pater. So if you come to Bezat and Modeb Knas and then you bechayiv yourself in something, so then you're going to be chayiv. But here, it's not a hoda. Why? Right? Hilchach lav hodahi. Umishalim bo idim. V'lo amrina Modeb Knas bo idim pater. Elahei chadika keren biknas. Umiskave lahachzir mamon. Right? So it's not like from Rashi that it is a reyasa. We don't believe you if you're not mechayiv yourself anything. So that is a discussion in the Achronim. The Shar Yosher, Rav Shimon Shkop, in Shar Zion, Perek Yutes, says, even in Rashi, you shouldn't be forced to say that it's a din of sheker. It might be a din of a hoda'ah. By definition, a hoda'ah must be mechayiv. Hoda'ah's baldin, by definition, has to be one that's mechayiv you. If I go over to you and I'm not mechayiv anything, it's not a hoda'ah. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be a case of sheker. Even if we have good reason to think that you're not lying, still, you're not going to say mode b'knas pater if you're not mechayiv yourself anything. He says that even in Rashi. Even in Rashi, he says that. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rava. Kipachti lo savi debe Rav. I was kopeach, meaning I hit. It means I hit with questions. I hit the elders of the Rav. Why? Meaning asking a kasha on Rav Hamnuna. Why? Rav Gamliel pulled dress on me klumavi. The whole story that we had earlier, Rav Gamliel saying I knocked out, right now I'm going to free my tevi. He was pulled dress on me klum, Havi, by saying that, hey, Amode b'knas, what was he mechayiv himself there? If you're going to say he's pater on the knas, he wasn't mechayiv himself anything. And yet, what did Rabbi Yeshua tell him? The kamalei of chizal Rav Huna, lo kamishani lei. Right, and the whole story, the version of the story that Rav Chizda told Rav Huna, right, they didn't say this point. So doesn't that story prove against Rav Hamnuna that even mode b'knas, where you're not mechayiv yourself anything, you're going to be pater? That's why Rabbi Gamliel was stuck in the story, because he was mode, even though he's mode mechayiv himself anything. So that's why he just says that's against Rav Hamnuna. It's Marnami, Amr Bechia Bar Abba, Amr Biochanan. Also, we have Rabbi Yochanan. Ganav, Tiubo, Edim Sheganav, Patur, Sharechi Vaswa Bekaren, Aval Im Amar Loganavti, Ubo Edim Sheganav, Vechaz of Amar Tavachi, Macharti, Bo Edim Shetavachu, Machar Chayv, Shre Patur Aswa Miklum. Rabbi Yochanan also holds like this Shita of Rav Hamnuna. Period. Who do we paskin like in all these sugyas? So we mentioned that we paskin A like Rav, Mode Bechaz Vachach Bo Edim, right? Those psukin there of Nevenzal mentioned. Right, if we pass him like Shmuel, miyichye misumoel, right, who could live if we pass him like Shmuel, that right, we're going to be moda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Edom are going to come, the Mekatrigim. So miyichye misumoel, Baruch Hashem eslachti lavoni ki ravu, because we pass him like Rav, Baruch Hashem. Right, so we pass him like Rav, that's what the Rambam paskins, and that's what Tosis discusses. The question is, usually we have a rule, halacha kishmuel bedini. Right, we've Rab Machal Rabbi Shmuel Alchas Shmuel by Dini Mamunis. I don't like Rabbi Yisurim Masal Shmuel by Dini Mamunis. So Tosis B'Metziat Taflam Medala says no. What did we just read? Rabbi Yochanan also passes like Rav. So Rabbi Yochanan and Rav versus Shmuel, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. Right, even in the case of Mamunis, because the rule is Shmuel beats Rav, Shmuel doesn't beat Rabbi Yochanan in terms of Psak. That's part A. Part B. What about Rav Hamnuna? We pass like Rav. What do we pass like Rav Hamnuna's Rav? Or the other's Rav, meaning what happens if he's not modet to anything? He's not machayv himself anything. So the Rif says we also paskin like that too. That he only putter, modet b'knas putter, even if poedim afterwards, only if he is machayv himself. The Meiri here has 2 days, whether that applies to all knasos. All knasos, we have that rule that you have to be machayv yourself something, or there's something specific or unique to this case of Geneva versus Tzvichu Mechira. Okay, feel free to look at that Meiri. Says Rav Ashi, Amar Rav Ashi, Masizah de Braisa Nami Deka. A Mishnah and a Braisa also prove this Shita, that, like Rav Hamnuna, that you have to be Mechayiv yourself something. So Masizah, first our Mishnah, this time what our Mishnah say, Ganav Api Shnayim V'tav V'chumach Api Erechad O Api Atzmo Mishan Tashlumi Kefel V'inam Mishan Tashlumi Dalet V'hei. Our Mishnah said that if you're going to Ev Api Shnayim and then Tichu Mechira is 1/8 or yourself, you only pay Kefel. So says the Gemara, Lama li detani ganav apishnayim. Why do you have to have the first line? Listen, why didn't the Mishnah just give a case? Ganav bitovach umachar apiedechad o apiatmo. In a Mishnah melakaren. Why don't you just see that case? Everything was done by Edechad, you only pay Karen. Why do you have to tell me that the Geneva was with Edim, and therefore you pay the Kefa by them? Just say it's all himself. Isn't the Chiddush just that you're not going to pay dollar behay? So just the whole thing with Edechad. So El Olav Hakamash Vlad, but it must be that the Mishnah is trying to give you a comparison. Ganav Api Shnayim, Metovach Api Eid Echad, Api Atzmo, Delo Machayv Atzmo, but Karen, who Da Amrinan, Alpi Atzmo, Dumya Da Alpi Eid Echad, because we're comparing the two. Ma Alpi Eid Echad, Kiyasi Eid Echad, Mitztarif Bahadei, Mechayiv, Alpi Atzmo Nami, Kiyasi Eid Mechayiv. Only in this case, where if somebody else comes along with Eid Echad, he's going to be Mechayiv, so too you. In this specific case, you are going to be Mechayiv if Edim come afterwards. Why? Because you aren't Mechayiv yourself anything here in the case of the Mishnah gave. Because the Edim said you stole. But Avagana v'tavach u'machar al pied echad or al piatzmo. But in the case that we said, thought the Mishnah should have said, if everything happened by you, v'chiv atzmo v'keren, and you were Mechayiv yourself, so then lo amrinan al piatzmo dumi al pied echad. You wouldn't have that comparison, because then you would not say, if Edim came labor, you would not be Chayiv, and therefore the Mishnah could even be like Rav. So by the way, this is going against what we said on the previous daf, where the Mishnah is Lafuke Rav. Here now we're fitting in the Mishnah even according to Rav. That's how the Mishnah proves like Rav Hamnuna. Braisa Detanya, and the Braisa also basically says it beferish. Ra Edim Shem Mashmashin Uba'an V'amar Ganavti, Yavalo Tavach V'lo Macharti. You see Edim coming, so you run into court and say, I stole. But I wasn't Tovayach Umocher. Inu Mishalim Ela Karen. So you only pay Karen there. So Lamili Lamisti V'Amar Ganavti Avalot Tavach V'lo Macharti. Why do you have to have that case? Nisti, why didn't you give a case of, the Bach takes out the word, Ganavti O Tavachti O Macharti. Why don't you say either case? Why specifically Ganavti, but I didn't? I wasn't Tovayach Umocher. El HaKamash Malan. So again, the Diyak is Taima Damar Ganavti Hu Dechayv Asma B'Keren De Pater. The only reason you're Pater is because you are Mechayv yourself in something by saying I stole. Aval Amar, but had you said Lo Ganavti, I did not steal. Ubo Edim Shagana, and Edim come and say that you did steal because of Amar Tavachti Macharti, and that you said Tavachti Macharti, you said I stole. You said I stole it, sold it, or shechted it. Ubo Edim Shetavachu Machar Delochi Yavatzma B'Keren Chayv. But if the Edim had said that you stole and then you just admitted on the rest, you are going to be chayiv. That's not called a hodah. Alma hodah de tzvicha lav hodahi. So isn't that a proof? So we have a proof from our Mishnah, a proof from the Braisa. Basically, it seems like a lot of words, but for the last 20 lines, we just were medayik, both from the Mishnah and the Braisa. Why did it say one case and not the other case? So we made the diuk that in all the cases that the Mishnah said, that's what the halacha would be. But if they wouldn't have admitted about... If they would have admitted something that does not machayev themselves anything, then they would later be chayev. That would not be a case of modi b'knas pater. So Gemara ends off and just says, maybe the last case of the Mishnah, is the Braisa is not a raya. Amri lo, he guva kamashvelan. Maybe no, the Braisa is telling you as follows. Tekivin da'amar ganavti, avakab de'lo amar tavachti, v'lo macharti, oboi deb shetavachu machar pater. Maybe the Mishnah is just telling you, the Braisa is just telling you the kiradin, that if you say you stole, you're going to be potter. My time, tashlumi chamisha, amar achmanav, lo tashlumi dalav, lo tashlumi shlosha. So maybe it's no rhyme. Maybe it's just telling you that the din of dalav v'hei and not gimel v'dalav. Okay, so maybe the price is not a rye, even though the Mishnah was. Period. Lema ketanoi. Maybe this whole thing is a machlokas tanoi. If two people testify that a person stole, and two other people said that he was tovayach u'mocher, huzbu edi geneva, as we had a number of times already. If the edi geneva are huzam, edi shabala miksata bala kula, the whole thing falls apart. Because if he did steal, then there were two witnesses that he shechted an animal, but maybe it was his own animal. So the whole thing falls apart. Huzmu edi tficha, but if the edi tficha are huzam, so then hu mishal tashlumei kefel. The ganav still pays kefel because the two edim that he stole still are good. The hein mishalmin tashlumei shlosha, and the second group of edim that were huzam pay three because that's what they wanted to be mechayev, an extra three to this to the nidum. Mishum sumchas amru, sumchas argues. And we have no idea what Sumchas is talking about until we figure out what the case is. Sumchas says, "Hein mishalan tashlumi kefel." No, the Edom pay kefel, but who mishalan tashlumi shlosha lepar of shtayim la'ayel, and he pays two and three. What is that case? They pay kefel and he pays three. What's that case? The Gemara says, "Ahai koi Sumchas." What's Sumchas talking about? Ilei ma'arisha. If Sumchas is talking about the first case where the Edig Neva become zomamin, sent Leslie the Sumchas Edig Shabalim was Adabala Kula. Sumchas should hold the whole thing should fall apart, that the Edig Neva are not there anymore. So that can't be the case. Ve'ala Seifa. Sumchas is talking about the second case. It's also a problem. Shapar Kamir Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are right. Hu Mishav Dash Lomei Kefel, Ve'he Mishav Dash Lomei Gimel. So what's Sumchas talking about? Ella Milsa Achrisi Gimenayu. It must be a totally different case. That's not mentioned in the Brisa, that Sumchas is referring to a Shita that the Rabbanan say that is not in the Brisa. What's the case? As follows. Kegon. Two possibilities about the cases. We're gonna have one and two. Kigon to us first try. To us who betray. Amrilei ganavta. Two people come and say you stole. Amrilehu in ganavta. You're right. You caught me. I stole. V'tavachti u'macharti. Not only did I steal, but I was toveach u'mocher. Miu lo bifnechem ganavti. But you know what? It wasn't in front of you. I don't know where you guys knew anything from. I stole, but it wasn't in front of you. Va'aisi sadi va'azminhu delo ba'apayo ganav. And this ganav brings Edim to say Imanu Hayisem on this first set of Edim. Right. He is Mazim. Right. He says, you're right, I stole. But you guys are Edim Zomamin. You guys are Edim Zomamin. Let's continue 1 second.
And this is all happening in Besdin.
It's all happening in Besdin. The icy Balabayas Sadi, and then the Balabayas brings witnesses that really saw him steal. The icy Beit Ganav Etavachumachar. That really saw him steal. So again, what's the case? Two people come to court and say, you stole. He says, you're right, I did steal, but you guys are Edom Zomamin. Right? I not only stole, I was Tovech Umocher. I did everything. But you guys are Edom, so, and then he brings Edom to knock out those Edom, and then the Balabayas, the owner of the object, brings real, regular Edom that he stole. So, was he Moda beforehand? He was Moda already, but he was Moda from Edom that were then proven Zomamin, but now there are new Edom that he stole. So what's the halacha here? Ubahodos Tvicha Kemiflagi. The machlokas here is, between the Tanakama and Sumchis, what he then admitted by himself on Tzvicha Mechira. The Hodah was based on the Edom, but Tzvicha Mechira is... So is that considered a Hodah? That's good for the Machlokas. You're not Mechayev yourself in anything by Tzvicha Mechira. So the Rabbanan, sorry, the Rabbanan hold, Afakab the Hodah, the Gneva Machmas Edom Hudakam Hodah, even though the Hodah of the Gneva was Machmas the Edom, even though they were later proven wrong. But still, the Hodah of the Edom, it was because of the Edom, Hodah the Tzvicha, Hodahi, but the Hodah of the Tzvicha is a Hodah Upater, and therefore you are going to be Pater. Even though you're not mechayiv yourself in anything. That's why, what does the Tanakhama say? They say that he still has to pay kefel. He has to pay kefel, and he's pater on dalav v'hei. The sumcha savar, no. Kivan to hodah de geneva machmas edim hu dekam moda. Since the hodah of the geneva was because of the edim, the tvicha lav hodah. Meaning for the tvicha is nothing, because you aren't mechayiv yourself in anything. V'hanach edim kamoi de azminhu. And the first edim that became zomamin, mishalmin tashlumei kefel, they pay kefel to the ganav. The who, and then the ganav takes that money, and mishalem shlosha lapar shtayim la'ayil, and then he, besides what he gets, he adds on shlosha lapar, because admitting to the tzvicha is nothing. So when they eat them later on and say he was tovech ha'mocher, he has to pay that. So he takes the kefel from the first edim, and then he adds on the two and the three to the original owner. That's sumchis. But what's the root machlokas? The machlokas is if you admit on something that you're not machayev yourself in anything. So is that a hodar or not? So it's machlokas. Rav Hamnun is in. It's machlokas tanoim. The Gemara says no, maybe not.
So we don't view. Sumchis doesn't view is Hoda once the Edom are passive because they're Zomer?
Well, the first set of Edom did not say a word about Tzvichu Mechira.
I'm talking about the Kefal first.
Right, the Kefal.
So Kefal is not a Hoda.
But on the Kefal is not a Hoda, no, because it came, even though they were later proven Zomerman, you don't say Lomafreya, they weren't there. You don't say Lomafreya, they weren't there. Because he says, you're right, he is Modeh because of that. Right? You don't say Lomafreya, they weren't there, and he admitted by himself. No, you don't say that. Especially if you say the Svar Modeh B'Knas Pater is because he's doing Shuva and he's admitting. But he said, you're right, I stole. But he's saying, you're right. So we'll see in a second. So says the Gemara Amar Bachabre Rabbi Galo. Maybe it's not a machlokas tanon. Maybe everybody agrees like Rav Hamnuna. It's not a hodah. But the machlokas here is about something totally different. Another shas topic. The machlokas is, what if you have testimony that is impossible to be mazim? You can't be mazim. So is that testimony or not? The kagon, so usually the case is, what's the normal case of edeshi yatayachol hazima, you give testimony and you don't give a time or date. So how can anybody say Imanu Ayisim if you don't give a date or time? So, but this is a different kind of case. Kagon, to Asu Sadi, Vamalek Anafta. Remember, two Edom come and say, you stole. The Amalek Anafti, Vatvachi Macharti. You're right. I did everything you said. But me, you lobe vnechem, Ganafi, lobe ploni ploni. Right? I didn't steal in front of you. I stole in front of those two other guys. Right? Vaisi Sadi, and those two guys come. And I'm sorry, before that. Vaisi Sadi, Vazmin, and Deloba Payoganav. And then this guy, he brings Edom. That it's true that these two guys couldn't have seen him steal. Right, just like we said before. So they're Edom Zomimim. But then those two guys that he said he stole in front of come and testify. So that second group, he said, he admits, I stole in front of these two guys. Those two guys come to court and say he stole in front of us. That's Edom Shiyata Yochal Azima. Because what, you're going to bring that? You couldn't have known, you couldn't have been there. What do you mean? He already admitted that it's true. The Nidor admits that it's true, so you can't be mazim that. I say that they were in front of me. You can't say two other people in Manu Yisem. I'm the person. So Uba Hakamifli, that's the machlokas. Rabban and Savri, Havi Yila Eidus Yeta Kalazima. Chol Eidus Yeta Kalazima, lo Havi Eidus. It's not Eidus, Vesumcha Savar. No, Eidus Yeta Kalazima, Havi Eidus. No, it is Eidus, even if it cannot be Huzam. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Vesumcha doesn't hold on that. La Kaimalan, Eidus Yeta Kalazima, lo Havi Eidus. That's what we paskin. How could Sumcha reject that? The Gemara says, you're right. Hani mi lehecha delo yada beza yom beza shah. Subchas rejects the regular, normal Eidus Yachal Azima. We don't give it time. Delecha leidus klal. That's not Eidus at all. Aval hacha siyu yehu dekamisayale. But here, it's not really Eidus Yachal Azima. It's he's being supported, and Rashi says, it's just the opposite. It's the strongest Eidus you can have. It's not a problematic Eidus. He's even admitting that they're right. So it's the strongest Eidus you can have. And therefore, it's not a problem. There is a major discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim, Eidus Shiyata Yachal Azima. Why not? Is it because of Achshas Sheker? Rashi says, it's a Reyesa. If they know they can never be Huzam, they're going to lie. Is it Achshas Sheker? Or is it no? It's a formal din of Eidus that you have to have the potential for a, for Hazama, right? Nafkamina. What if it's Eidus Shiyachal Azima when they gave the testimony, and then later on it turns into Eidus Shiyata Yachal Azima somehow? That's one nafkamina. Or other nafkaminas. But either way, that's a big discussion in the Achronim about Eidus Shiyata Yachal Azima. Just finishing up, Amar Mar, Heid Mishal Matishlume Kefel. So what was the line? They pay Kefel. Midakamode de Ganav Karenbo de Shlume. What do you mean? He admits that he stole. So even according to Sumchas, why should the Edom pay Kefel and then he'll take that? Shouldn't he pay the Karen at least? Because he admitted they should pay the double. So the Maran says, you're right. Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishmei Derav Tni Tashlam to Kefal. They paid the extra payment. The Sharam Siyan Balacha here again quotes, right, it says here, Rabbi Elazar says, in Mishmei Derav. So whenever the Gemara says Mishmei or Mishum, so what does all that mean? So most Rishonim, quotes the, right, say, quotes the Rashbam and Baba Basra and elsewhere, Mishum usually means that you didn't hear it from the person. You heard in the name of the person who was an earlier dar. That's what Rashbam says about Basra. But there is a Sefer HaKrisus, one of the lesser known Rishonim, who says maybe it just means that it was in a different generation. Not that in the same generation, but you didn't hear it from in a different generation. So he quotes all different sources. Is that really true? There are examples where somebody was in the same generation and you see Mishum. But either way, Mishum means you didn't hear it directly from them. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, tomorrow is all about Hekdesh. Right, Kachim is back, Kachim is the Kabayas, and getting into Tumah and Tara. Kalami Lizro Kazarak Dummy, getting into Tumah and Tara. We'll see where Jason leaves me off. because you know the fine Zion there.
You gotta
let me know. Gotta work on Tosas all Shabbos. Okay, stop here.